Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi all, so welcome along to another one of our presentations for the festive market. Here we have Brandon from All Things Dotty. So over to you, Brandon.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. It's going to be a good market, I can tell. There's been some great exhibitors. So hopefully we can help you figure out what you want to get people for Christmas, basically. At All Things Dotty, we're all about accessibility. Everything we provide is accessible for both sighted and visually impaired people. And it's nice and easy to handle, nice and easy to order. The website's got nice accessibility features as well. So today we're going to show you some of our greetings cards, mainly Christmas, but we've got a couple of birthday cards as well. And we've got some colouring books. Well, we call them colouring books, but they're more sort of touch-to-see books. We've got some fairy tales, and we've got some board games. So we do quite a wide range of different things, really. The first one is a Christmas card. And it says, "Dashing through the snow." So it says, the message on the front says, "Dashing through the snow, Merry Christmas." And I don't, for those of you who can see a little bit, there's the front cover, which is entirely in print. It's nice and colourful. On the inside, we've used a Zyfusa, which is basically a heat ray, to raise black and white ink. And it's the tactile replica on the inside. So we do that with all of our greetings cards. We also leave space on the other side for a message. So with all of our cards, if you order from our website, we can offer you a message of your choice to go in Braille and print on the inside. Takes all the hassle out of it. I know what it can be like. So that's our first one. I don't know how many of you remember this at the old nursery rhyme, "When Santa Got Stuck Up the Chimney." But yeah, "When Santa Got Stuck Up the Chimney." This card features Santa stuck up the chimney. And the message on the front says, "Ho, ho, ho, oh no." because he's just stuck halfway up. All right. "Ho, ho, oh no, Merry Christmas." And then on the inside again, we've got that same Zyfuse black and white ink. So visually impaired people can sort of run their fingers from the top down to the bottom. You can feel every element of it. And it's a nice accessible greetings card for you. Again, messages available in Braille and print. Now, this one is one for the animal lovers. This one is a card with a cat on the front, and he's using his paws to bat at the ball walls. He's playing with Christmas decorations. On the front, it says, "Feline festive, Merry Christmas." Again, nice and colourful on the outside. Definitely one for the animal lovers out there. And on the inside, there's a tactile replica of the cat playing with the baubles. And actually, it's lovely because you can feel the different shaped baubles and you can feel where his paws are in relation to it. So it's quite a nice one. This one, again, it's quite a funny one. It says, "Oh, what fun, Merry Christmas." And it's a dog tangled in Christmas lights. So he's getting up to mischief, isn't he? now, with this one, you might not be able to see very clearly because it's a different type of card. So the print is printed on the front cover. It's nice and colourful. With this one, we offer two different types of Christmas card. So we've got the Zyfusa one, which we've showed you, which has raised black and white ink. With this one, with the showpiece I've got here to show you, it's done in Braille. So it's a different texture. It's a completely different texture, but you can still feel it as if it was done on a Zyfusa. Not so good for those who have sight because they struggle to see the Braille, but this is why we have print on the outside as well. We also provide birthday cards. So again, so this is the birthday card. It says, "You're not old, you're just chronologically gifted. Happy birthday." Bit of a jokey one for you. On the inside, it says that in Braille on the opposite side. And then in Braille, you've got the design as well. So this is a birthday cake design. It's got some candles at the top. And again, for those who have really, really special abilities, it says chronologically gifted at the top in braille print as well. So you've got a cake with the candles. It's multi-layered. It looks like a really nice chocolate cake, actually. And then, again, there's room for a message there on the opposite side.
Birthday
Now, the
hugs,
last one
birthday hugs.
is we've got birthday hugs and kisses. Now, this one is loads of different animals. So there's, I've got it the wrong way around again. You've got all sorts of animals you'd find on a farm, basically, and they're all having hugs and kisses, and they're all hugging each other, basically. On the inside, then you've got a tactile replica, but again, this is done off a Zyfusa. So it's black and white ink, raised up, so that a sort of visually impaired and sighted can enjoy it together. You can feel the different animals, you can feel how well they're entwined. They're really happy. So that's that. That's a couple of our birthday cards now.
And look,
Yeah.
lots of new animal families.
So, any questions on the greetings cards? We've got a whole range of others on the website. So if you go to allthings.dottiebraille.co.uk, go on, click on catalogue, click on greetings cards, and there's a whole range of Christmas, birthday, Valentine's, Easter, Halloween, loads of different ones. We do post information on these throughout the year, but this might be a chance to go in and get some quick.
What price are they, Brandon?
The cards are £4.50 each. That's including the message, obviously, the bespoke message. We do have a new service as well where we can provide you with a bespoke greetings card. That means if you have a picture you'd like to use on the front of a card, you can email that through to us. We'll create the card as we've shown you here with the ones we've got, with the print on the front and the tactile on the inside. And that's going to be priced at £6.49, but that's completely bespoke to you.
Lovely, thank you.
Any other questions on that one?
So when you order a card from the website, do you deliver to the person's address? Is there an option to sort of so you can change the delivery address so it comes to them?
Yes, so the delivery address option, it says, it's so it asks for your billing address, so you put your billing address in, and then it says, delivery address is different. So you put the delivery address, you click that box, and you put the delivery address in.
Thank you.
If it's going to you, so because what we can do is we can send it to you for checking if you would like to. What we do then is we enclose an extra envelope for you if you'd like it to go to you first. But with Christmas fast approaching, it's up to you whether you go down that route.
probably. Yeah, thanks.
No problem at all. Any more questions? Good. Okay. Before we go on to the coloring books, then I'd like to mention our other services. We can offer a braille large print and audio transcription service. We can transcribe anything from letters all the way up to full books. And the way that works, you send it through to us by email. We quote you on it, and once you've approved that quote, we'll get producing. So the audio, you've got the option to have an AI voice or a human voice. The AI voice sounds very much human. It's quite creepy actually, but it's good. Braille, we can do grades 1 and 2. Just let us know in the order notes. And large print, obviously, let us know what font you'd like as well. The idea is we keep the price as low as possible, but we have a really, really quick turnaround time. So if there's a book or something you'd like for Christmas that you can't get anywhere else, then let us know and we can do that for you, no problem at all. We also have Braille tuition services. So we can do online or face-to-face. Obviously, as long as you live sort of in Devon, we can do face-to-face. Otherwise, it would be online Braille tuition. There's no qualification, but we run right the way through the course. From wherever you'd like to start, going to wherever you'd like to end. Every lesson and every package is bespoke to you, But we do follow a format of reading and typing. So half an hour reading, half an hour typing. That way, we just make sure that you get it absolutely right and you're absolutely 10 million percent happy that you know the Braille code. For Braille transcription and Braille tuition, anybody who's at this market today, and if you email us and say, oh, we met at the VI Talk Christmas market, you will get a 20% discount on either Braille tuition or accessible transcription. So that's our offering to you this Christmas. I know it's not as good as Santa, but you know, it's something.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Thanks, yes. Brandon.
Fantastic. Now, okay, on to the colouring books then. So this is Wild Animal Families. And inside, it's all done on a Zyfusa. So it's black and white ink. Now, sighted people can colour these in. Visually impaired can explore them. So they're great for visually impaired children. But they're also good for people who just want to, you know, if you've had sight and lost it, you just want to know what something looks like again, or just want to remember something, you can use these. In the Wild Animal Families book, you've got a family of swans.
We've got someone on the call who absolutely can't bear swans, Brandon, so that's just made me laugh.
Ah, my apologies.
No, okay. That's absolutely fine. It's a kind of running joke amongst the VI talk.
Yes. I can't stand them. I'm terrified of them.
My dad used my cane to save a couple of swans once. It was quite funny. Well, it wasn't funny.
Jane would have used a cane. No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't hurt one. I don't wish them any harm. I just don't wish them anywhere near me.
Fair enough. Okay. We also have two giraffes hugging. We have lambs with their mums and their sheep. And we've basically got 10 designs per book. The designs, these are priced at £25 per book, but they're a nice stocking filler. Now, the reason they cost so much is because obviously the paper's not cheap. But they're professionally bound. They're accessible for everybody, for the whole family. I sold one to a family in Newton Abbot, and they were so happy. Head was feeling it, and Copper, you know, that's his head, that's his nose, that's, you know, actually identifying, with his family's help, the different features of each animal. And he was getting all excited and jumping up and down. Oh, I can see it with my fingers. lovely to see.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, really, really lovely for anybody. They're not just for kids. They can be for adults as well. So if you have any sighted family or friends and you want to give them something a little bit different this Christmas as a stocking filler, then you can. That would be great for them. They'd love it. Okay. You're going to laugh at this one. This is Cartoon Karaoke. It's a colouring book. Okay. And this is one for all the animal lovers. It's animals doing different things. So I'm going to ask Mike to describe a few of these to you. All right.
So basically, yes, the first page basically is several dogs in various positions, eating, standing, sitting, facing you, sitting side on. And different types of dogs, different breeds, from German Shepherds to Collies, and the old faithful Labradors. Yeah. Then we start. we've got. I don't know. Can you remember what character that is? One with the pencil.
With a pencil.
Yeah, and a fuzzy hair.
No,
never mind. But yeah, so this again, cartoon characters basically. Right. Then we've got the lion with his glasses on, sunglasses, I might add.
That's our lion.
Like Lion King. We've got a snake or a serpent, whichever you prefer to call him, there with a party hat on. And he's actually blowing through one of these party popper things. which creates noise normally. And again, he's got sunglasses on. Here we've got your duck. Hope you can see these all right. Again, with sunglasses on. He's also got boots on for some reason or other, but Brandon decided to put boots on him.
Well, why not?
All right. Your owl with books.
He's a scholar.
So he's supposed to be sort of quite an intelligent owl in actual fact, yeah. As Brandon said, a scholar. Yeah. And a sloth hanging off a branch. He's got a mask on that one. Oh, and I remember this one, but I can't remember his name again, but that's a squirrel. Obviously he's up to mischief. You can just tell by the expression on his face. If you can obviously feel all these pictures and see them through touch. Yeah. Sleeping cat. And there we are. We finish up with Goofy the dog, licking his lips as you would expect, with his floppy ears, big tail wagging. That's that one.
Thank you, Mike.
We've got the mythical creatures. There you go, Brandon.
Thank you very much. So, I'll just point out now that all of these designs are created by me. I don't use AI. I don't use anything. The most I'll do is have a look for a picture online to incorporate into a design. What I tend to do is listen to an audiobook, get an idea, create it on the Perkins with Mike's help. And then what we tend to do is we scan that in and we find pictures on the internet that can go with it, that can sit over the dots. And then we put it through specific software, which makes it all tactile and textured. So it's quite a complicated process, but I just wanted to assure you that it is all my own work. I have had some people asking what the hell's going on. Okay, now we've got mythical creatures. So the idea is that these are magical and mythical. We've got designs such as the Minotaur in his maze. So that is the bull-headed human. We have a hippogriff from Harry Potter with his wings out wide. He's got four claws and he's about to take flight. We've got the phoenix again. It's in Harry Potter, but it also appears in other films as well. That is a bird with great long talons. He looks quite beautiful, actually. I love the Harry Potter films, and I wanted to do this one so much because I wanted to know what a phoenix looked like. So again, Mike ran the image on the internet for me, and I turned it into this textured design. You can see hopefully and feel here as well. Okay, we've got a dragon. Everybody knows what a dragon is. He's just standing there breathing fire. Again, ready to eat somebody, probably. What's this one?
That's the three-headed.
Oh, three-headed, yeah, of course it is. So again, also from Harry Potter, there's the three-headed dog. His name's Fluffy. He stands guarding the Philosopher's Stone. He stands there night and day, and the only way to stop him from eating you up is to sing him or play him an instrument to send him to sleep. So again, this is one for all the fantasy lovers out there. Also they are all animals of some kind, but they're the sort of animals that you guys might not have felt in the past, because they're not readily available now, though. In this colouring book, again, Cited can colour them in. You guys can explore them. I mean, I sit and explore these for hours on end, and I'm the one who designed them. So they're quite clever, really. Again, nice little stocking filler.
Fairy tales, three little pigs.
We have got some Christmas colouring books as well.
Yeah, do you want to confirm, Dan? Yeah.
Now, for those of you who might have younger people in your lives, we have fairy tales. So we've got the fairy tale. So the picture on this one, on the front cover, is a picture of the three little pigs standing outside a little house. And again, I don't know, you might not be able to see this, but there's Braille and large print, which is the story. you run through the story to the first page, the three little pigs, and it says, once upon a time, there was an old sow with three little pigs. And as she didn't, as she had not enough to keep them, she sent them out to seek their fortunes. The first that went off met a man with a bundle of straw and said to him, please, may I have some? Please, man, give me that straw that I may build myself a house. Yeah. So that's the sort of thing. Braille and large print. The print is at size 24, I believe. You run through the story, and then right at the back, you have the images. So there are three or four designs per book, and they usually run through the story. So the first one we have here is the three little pigs leaving home. And again, that is three pigs standing together outside the house, looking a little bit sad. You feel sorry for them at this point, but you don't know what's in store for them next year. The second design is a landscape picture with three pigs on them. So they're all separate. They're separate pigs. They're separate pictures, really. One has straw in his paws. The other has bricks, and so on and so forth. So there's three pigs. They're all holding the building materials that they can use to build their houses with. The idea behind these was that visually impaired people, we can read fairy tales, but visually impaired children can't explore the illustrations. I didn't know of anybody that did these, so I thought I would give it a go just to sort of, again, make things a little bit happier for people. This one is quite scary. This one features the wolf and is trying to blow down the brick house. Obviously, he fails, and he ends up being cooked in the oven, in the pig's oven, right? And the last design for this book... Oh, hang on, no, that's back to the first one. The three little pigs. Yeah. So there's a few designs per book. You've got the story, you read the story, and then afterwards, it's a bit of a sensory experience for all the family, because you can sit and explore and colour in the little designs at the back.
Goldilocks.
We've done the same thing here with Goldilocks. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The image features a young girl with three bears, a baby bear, a mummy bear, and a daddy bear. With this one, you've got Braille and large print again. The first page, it says, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There was once a little girl whose hair was so bright and yellow that it glittered in the sun like spun gold. For this reason, she was called Goldilocks. Yep, and so on and so forth. You can read that in Braille and print. The print is up to size 24. And then at the very end, you've got these little designs. So they're not very, the designs aren't very busy at all. There's literally just the bare outlines so that you can easily explore them and colour them in. The first design is Goldilocks entering the bear's house. So she's standing on the doorstep. She's about to open the door and find out what she can see inside. This one is going to make your hearts melt, because this design is the baby bear. So they've all come home from their walk in the woods while their porridge was cooling down, and the baby bear has found his breakfast bowl empty. And you can see him standing next to his chair, looking at the table. Someone's eaten my porridge and they've eaten it all up. All right, again, nice bold outlines for you. This one's quite funny. Goldilocks is asleep in the baby bear's bed, and the bears walk in and find her. So the bears are standing in a row, all looking at this girl sleeping in the bed. Now, this one features Goldilocks running away from the little house because obviously she's afraid of the bears. So again, so these pictures, they all reflect what goes on in the story. We've got Cinderella as well. I won't run through that with you now because we've got other things to look at, but we've got Cinderella, Goldilocks, Three Little Pigs, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Snow White. So if you'd like any of these, do let us know. I believe the three of them are on the website. If you'd like one that isn't on the website and that we haven't done yet, please do email us because we can definitely do that for you. And if you have any fairy tales in book form that you'd like to be done, all you've got to do is post that over to us and we'll get that sorted for you straight away.
Do you want to jump back to Christmas there?
Yeah.
That's normal. Not a lot of
news. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's the secret life in the centre.
Yeah. Okay. So, going back to coloring books quickly, so obviously it is Christmas, and we have some designs that everybody likes to look at Christmas. So, the first one is The Secret Life of Santa, and the front cover features Santa making a snow angel, so he's lying on his back with his hat all askew and his beard all in, you know, all over the place. This one is done in normal Braille, but it can be done on the Zyfusa again, so when you order, just ask. Just let us know which one you'd prefer. The designs then. The first one is Santa. He's sat on a chair and he's got a plate of mince pies in front of him and he's got one halfway to his mouth. So that's a bit of a funny one. Again, you can colour in between the lines. You can easily identify the different pictures that are here. This one is a bigger version of the Christmas card I showed you earlier. This is when Santa got stuck up the chimney. And you can very clearly feel the chimney with Santa, his head and his torso, so his beard and part of his sack as well is like halfway up. And his boots are sticking out the other end. So he's just sort of like stuck like a cork, basically, and he's got to try and get himself out. Santa delivering presents. So this one, Santa's hopping off the sleigh and he's right up close to the roof of a house with a present in his hand and he's about to put it through the chimney. But this one is Santa decorating a Christmas tree. So Santa and his elves are all stood together with a Christmas tree in the background, and they've all got baubles and chocolates and things in their hands, ready to decorate this nice big tree. So it's designs like that. We've got loads of different designs in this book. Again, there's 10 designs, but there's loads of different books.
Touch to See on there.
This one is a Touch to See coloring book. So again, it's the same sort of designs, but it's done on the Zyfusa. The first one here is an elf. He's stacking presents. He's got a great big tower of presents in front of him that's almost as tall as he is. This one, again, it's a cat playing with ornaments. So it's similar to the Christmas card I showed you, but on a much bigger scale. So you can actually see the Christmas tree in the background and the ornaments all over the floor that the cat's playing with. Okay, we've got an owl here. He's got like a little Christmas hat on. And he's got books next to him. Oh. And we've got one with Santa slipping on ice. So he's stood upright. Well, he's kind of bending over. One foot is out at an angle right to his right. Because obviously he's slipped and he's trying to save himself, basically. Okay, and we got more designs like that. So Every book includes some pictures of reindeer. There's one of reindeer drinking hot chocolate. There's one of reindeer tangled in Christmas lights. Every book contains reindeer. It contains Santa and his sleigh. And it contains some animals getting up to some very funny mischief as well.
Secret strike of Santa's story, that you mean?
Now, here is a really, really nice stocking filler. The Secret Life of Santa. This is a storybook. So it's similar to the Coloring Book, but this is a story. It's one that I've written myself. It features the picture of Santa making a snow angel on the front as well. But this one is a storybook. The story is about Santa in the lead up to Christmas. The first design, so it has touch to see designs as well, again, made on the Zyfusa. The first one is Santa Paws and top. It says in Braille, it says Santa Paws, woof, woof. It's a dog wearing a Santa costume. Yes. And that is supposed to be Santa's best friend. All right. You turn over, you've got the first page of Braille and print. So similar to the fairy tales, it's size 24 print with really crisp, clear Braille. And the first page, it says The Secret Life of Santa.
Mm?
In the middle of the snowy North Pole stands a small, rather odd house. Unusual. It's not made of wood or bricks or straw. It's made of candy. And it belongs to that wonderful old man who comes out to play once a year. It's Santa's secret candy house. So again, so there are designs in here that run the length of the story. So the first design comes after the first page, and that is Santa's candy house. And it is a full-page picture done on the Zyfusa of a candy house. So you can actually feel all the different sweets there. Anybody who loves sweets might be able to identify the different sweets that are included by the feel. The second one is Santa decorating a Christmas tree. And then there's one with just a normal decorated Christmas tree as well. So you can see the sort of thing we're talking about here. It's all Christmas themed. Lovely for kids, adults, anybody who loves a good Christmas story, and anybody who loves the colour. So you can read and colour at the same time with these. Any questions on our books before we move forward?
That's the one that you're donating as a raffle prize, isn't it, Brandon?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Sounds amazing.
So the Secret Life of Santa, I think it's on the website for £35, but again, we'll do you a 10% discount on that one. Please message us through the website and say we've met at the Christmas market. I'll send you a voucher code by email, and then you enter that voucher code at checkout. Same goes for the Braille tuition and the accessible transcription. The colouring books are priced at £25 for touch to see and £20 for the Braille only. And there's usually 10 pictures per colouring book. The storybook, I think, has got like 20 pictures in it, maybe. So that's a really good value for money, that one. And it's a lovely little stocking filler. Any more questions?
No, they sound lovely.
Good, Mr. Dot.
So now we have a limited edition book. We have, we don't have very many copies of this. This is a book by Clark Reynolds, who wrote Mr. Dot and his Magical White Cane Adventures. He gave us quite a few copies because we did the Braille for him. It's all about a man called Mr. Dot. He wears a dotty suit. He's completely blind, and it's about a story. He goes back in time to try and find a bone for a dinosaur that he's found in the museum. And he uses his cane as like a little magic detector. So that's quite a nice one. It's quite educational for visually impaired people. It promotes the use of the white cane for younger kids. But again, it's just a nice little gift for anybody, really. So the Braille is produced on clear acetate, which is like a thin plastic film. The idea is you can see the print through the Braille so that visually impaired and sighted can read it together. And we're selling these for £15 each. So if anybody would like one, please do. They're not on the website, so you would have to email me and ask me to send you one out. And I'll send you a payment link to make payment. All right. It's Mr. Scott and his Wonderful White Cane Adventures. It's all done in grade 1 Braille. And it's It's produced like an ordinary book you'd find on the shelves. There's no binding. It's just a spine. So it says, the braille you can feel are the words that are real. You can read them even if you cannot see. The braille that is printed are words that are hinted. For those, you will need a key. So this is intended as like a braille tradition book for sighted people as well. So by reading the braille and by looking at the dots, they might better piece together a little bit of the braille. Right, that is the front cover there, if anybody can see it. And as I say, on offer for £15. Nice little stocking filler, nice little educational book. And really, we want to sell out of these if we can.
Your book?
My book.
Yes.
So one other thing then. So I've written a book. This is a Christmas present for maybe the sighted community, if you have sighted friends and family. So I'm holding a poster which features the front cover, which features me on Drake's Island, which is an island on Plymouth Sound. It was intended as a fortress, basically. So it's been used for centuries as a guard between Plymouth and its enemies. I went on a ghost hunt there recently and took inspiration for a novel which I've written. It's called When Morning Comes, and it's a cross between a World War II and a ghost story novel. So it's lovely for those who can see. We do offer Braille and audio versions as well. Large print, the font is size 14 in the books already. So I don't know how easy that would be for you, but please do get in touch if you'd like one. On Amazon, the book, the print book is £12.95. It's 282 pages long. If you contact us and buy one through All Things Lottie, they're £12.50, and we'll get you sort of delivery in a couple of days. The Braille ones are £50, but that's because they're four volumes in length. They're absolutely huge. But I'm just saying this to get my name out there, really, as an author. It's a really good read. I've had quite a few people commenting on how spooky it is, that it made them jump a few times. It's good for those who love ghost stories. If you're interested in that one, again, please do email me through the website. Lovely little Christmas present. And if we can get a few copies out there, that gets tongues wagging as well.
Would that be a suitable book for children, or is it an ad? What sort of age?
Definitely an adult one, 15 plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely not for kids. The kids one is the fairy tales or the... Secret Life of Santa.
Okay.
How does the audio in that one come out? Is that a do you send that out as a file, or how does
yes,
that work?
So what we tend to do, the audio is done by AI, and that they're £12.50 each. What we tend to do is we can either put it on CD for you, or we send it out on a memory stick. Whichever works for you. We do also offer a QR code, so that means the file is on a QR code and you scan the QR code to hear it read out to you. But again, it's entirely up to you which works for you.
Okay.
Now, moving on to board games. Unfortunately, I can't show you these because some of them are still in development and they'll be ready by the end of the week, but others, we've donated to a little community group. There's a visually impaired person there and they wanted to include them. So the best one that we've designed so far is the Braille Monopoly. Now, I apologize for the problems we had on our website last week. The prices, every time we tried to put it up and upload the right price, it was just completely mucking it around. It will sound expensive, but that's because there's a lot of time and effort and money that goes into making these. The Monopoly, it's homemade. We have a print board which has been designed. Obviously, it's just a standard print board. We have braille, a plastic braille overlay on that board. So the idea is you can see the print board through the braille, and it's accessible for everybody. We have braille and large print cards as well, and same for the money. So that's extra. So we do also include the original cards for those who just want to play a normal game of Monopoly. They're £75 each. But we will get them to you as fast as we possibly can. They're ready to go. So yeah, as soon as you order one, we'll start getting it sorted for you. We're also looking at producing Cards Against Humanity, which is a card game. That one, I'm not sure if it's going to be done by Christmas, but please do ask, and I'll put you on the waiting list for that one. As soon as it's available, we'll get one sent out to you.
Yes.
Any questions on board games?
No, I don't think so.
Good. Okay. And I've mentioned our different services. I think that's pretty much it from us. We do offer bespoke products, so we offer memory portraits. What we can do for you is we can provide a tactile picture of your choice. So say you have a family member that you haven't been able to see that you'd like to be able to see through touch, or there's a favorite moment of you know, your family on the beach or whatever it might be, a birthday party. If you were to email that through to us, we will produce that for you on a Zyfusa.
Oh my God.
And we would put that in a frame and send it out to you. It's all nice and tactile. It's accessible for everybody again. It's in black and white, unfortunately, but because that's the only ink that the Zyfusa can deal with. And for Christmas only, again, it's a new development, so you'd have to email us to ask about it. We can offer you an album between 10 and 15 pictures per album. All right. So again, please do email us and we'll work with you to make that happen. Or if you just want a standard memory portrait frame, go onto the Tug Memory section of our website and order the frame from there.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is so with the memory, can it be like people? So like children, like
yeah.
If I've got two nieces and I'd love to feel like I've never seen them. So
yeah.
Would that work with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It would.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Yeah.
This is what we exist to do. We exist to provide a little bit of magic and make even a tiny difference to somebody's life. That's what we're here for. So again, if you go to allthings.ebraille.co.uk to find out more and to sort of have a look at our full catalogue, we have things that we haven't been able to show you today because our catalogue is vast and it would just take us years and years and years to go through it all. So please do feel free to browse. I know it's not Christmas related, but before we end, I'd just like to mention a new initiative that I'm setting up. It's called the UK Sight Loss Collective. Now, I know that there are sight loss councils out there, but ours works on a local, a regional, and a national level. So you could join us from wherever you are in the country. If you have local issues, we as a collective will work to help you solve them. We're working with an accessible streets initiative at the moment in Exeter. They're looking to sort of scrap the floating bus stops, and really they're asking for more of an input in the decision-making process because a couple of them have been put in danger recently. So we're helping them to solve that. We're hoping to reach the gap between visually impaired and sighted employment. So there's only 1 in 4 people who have with a visual impairment who have jobs at the moment, which is a bit of an issue. And we're looking at, you know, improving accessibility for healthcare sector and for other sectors as well. So they are our national objectives. Like I say, I know these UK councils exist, sight loss councils exist, but I mean, I've already met with the disability minister and he is on board with our work. Lord David Blunkett is on board with our work. So we have people that can help us. And the idea is that with enough members and with one big voice, one big united voice, we can make a difference both locally and nationally. Campaigns could result in a trip to London where we protest peacefully outside Buckingham Downing Street. But before that, we will be sending open letters to the Prime Minister and that sort of thing. So whichever campaigns you guys would like to see done, either locally or nationally, please do join the collective because we need a committee, we need voices, we need opinions, we need ideas. If you'd like to join, please do email me. And our next meeting is going to be on the 10th of November. And it would be great to see a lot of you there. So I was holding up the poster there for those who you can see it. It says, "Join the Sight Loss Collective, uniting the voices of the blind and visually impaired. Our mission, to raise awareness, to challenge stereotypes, to push meaningful change. Over 2 million people in the UK live with sight loss, yet it remains overlooked and misunderstood compared to like other disabilities. You know? Join us and let's make change together." There's my phone number there at the bottom of the poster, which is 01752-546-590. Or you can visit our website again to learn more about anything we've discussed today. That's allthings.ebraille.co.uk. Any more questions before we finish up?
Not from me, thank you.
No, very well described, so that's lovely. I will be ordering some cards, definitely. I don't actually know any visually impaired children, but I'll definitely get some Christmas cards and things, definitely.
That'd be fantastic. I mean, a lot of the things we produced, you know, aren't necessarily for the children.
Yeah, yeah.
Secret Life of Santa, I mean, that's just a nice nostalgic read.
Yes, yeah.
The same goes for the colouring books, but yeah.
The only reason I was asking about the ghost, the book that you wrote, was that my grandchildren are mainly sort of too old for fairy tales, but obviously not old enough for your ghost story.
How old are they?
Well, I've got grandchildren of 8, 13, 17 and 19. Well, obviously the 17 and 19-year-olds would be old enough, but they're not really readers, to be honest. But
no, that's fine. I mean, for the one who's 8, they might enjoy our Christmas colouring books.
Yeah, possibly, yes. She's the Harry Potter. She's very into Harry Potter, actually.
Yeah. So the mythical creatures colouring book.
Yes,
that's really popular with Harry Potter lovers because there's so many characters from Harry Potter in there.
Yes, yeah.
But no, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon. It's been amazing. You've very descriptive, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the festive market. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for hosting it.